Okay, so we're about to begin a new sugya, but the new sugya really continues on the heels of the previous sugya. So imagine we have to go back in time now to the world of Rav and Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said this gewaldic chiddush called his kashli b'monev and nichlamashkan, maneinkan, mashkaninkan. And the Rishonim was scrambling, figuring out what did Rav Nachman mean to say. So the Rosh's pshat, the Rabban's pshat, the Gash's maybe pshat. Everyone's got what to say about this. But Rav, the one who reported the statement of his Rebbe, turns around to his Rebbe, to Rav Nachman, and says, "Eisur Rav Rav Nachman." Rav was a Talmud Muvuk of Rav Nachman. Turns out to Rav Nachman, and says, "It's a beautiful Shtikl Torah. It's got a lot of potential, but it's against the Tanaim. Kitcha b'mashkim mikudeshes. It's a fair shir brayse that says mikashin shir mashkim mikudeshes." So Rav thought that obviously the brayse must mean the fellow standing under the chuppah, he forgot to bring the ring, so he pulls off his watch, the mikashin of the mashkin. The bride, the Tanoim said it's good. So yeah, Hakras a Chinek with money, Inkan, Mashkin, Inkan, forget the Ramban, forget the Rush, forget the Rimagash, forget everything. The bride, the shape of Farish, that's good. So Rav Nachman said, nah, you got it all wrong. Hossam, the Mashkin, the Achim, it's a different case. It's not even our case. That's talking about the Chosin as a Mashkin against somebody else. There are three people here. So the Chosin lent money to his friend last month. The friend never paid back the chayv. He took a mashkin from his friend. He's standing on the chuppah, can't find the ring. So he pulls the watch off as the mashkin and hands it over to the woman. That's for sure good, the Gemara says. And why is that for sure good? That's not even a shayla. That's for sure good. Uchad Rabbi Yitzchak. Yom Rabbi Yitzchak. We're not about chayv shekane mashkin. Because Rabbi Yitzchak told us that when a bal chayv is holding on to a mashkin, he's the bait on it. He has a kinyan on it. It's not just some, you know, in the luft, some up in the air. They have some kind of rights of something. He's mamish's bailus on it. And how in the world did Rabbi Yitzchak figure this out, that the bal chayv is kind of mashkin? Listen to this makosh. We spoke about this back in the Ribbis sugyas, right back in Davar. So what does it say? Just familiarize ourselves with this. The parsha of mashkin, there are two parshas of mashkin in the Torah. Where are they? They're really more than they're really they're two different places in the Torah, two different parshas in Chumash. The Torah speaks about one in parshas Mishpatim, where the Torah speaks im chavol tachbol samas reyecha ad bo hashemesh tishiven alo. When did we just learn that? Second echol mei pesach. It's in im kesef talvas ami. What parsha is that in, by the way? So everyone thinks that pasuk, those psukim, im chavol tachbol kesef is in parshas Mishpatim, right? Mr. Author, this is like a trick question for you. Which parsha is that in? No, I want to know which the name of the parsha in Shul that Shabbos. So you said parshas Mishpatim. Everyone here agrees it's parshas Mishpatim? This is machlekes Rishonim. What am I talking about? There are Rishonim who had the parshas Mishpatim split in half. There are some Rishonim who had, according to their Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, that im kesef tava amis ami was a new parsha. Mishpatim was so long already. People couldn't help coupling all the rashis. So the parsha ended. And next week, what's the name of the parsha? Next Shabbos, my bar mitzvah parsha is called im parshas im kesef tava ami. So you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, he divides the mitzvah according to the parshas. So he lists all the parsha, all the mitzvah and parshas of Mishpatim until im kesef tava ami. And then he begins im kesef tava ami as next week's parsha. Strange thing. So how did he end up at the end of the... So something doubled along somewhere, and patched it around, played around with the Christ there a little bit. The breakdown of the parashias is not halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Gemara says befeirish that there were different breakdowns in the days of the Amoraim. Some in Eretz Yisrael, they had a legamri different Seder in terms of the breaking down of parashias. So the breaking down of the parashias is relatively new. We've only been doing it for 1,500 years or so. The breakdown that we have in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, the din of Kriyas HaTorah is that you have to lay 7 aliyahs on Shabbos. And the din is eventually, at some point, you got to finish the whole Torah. But how that breakdown happened, there's no halacha to that. So the minhag Yisrael became the parashas that we have. So still in the days of the Rishonim, you still had this other minhag, a little bit of a remnant, this other minhag. And Kesel Tavas Ami was a different parasha, strangely. Tell somebody about mitzvah parashas, what do they call it? Parashas Kesef? It's a good name of a parasha, right? Mitzvah parashas Kesef. Okay. So in parashas Mishpatim, in our world, it says, Im chavol tachbol samas reyachad, b'ashem etit shiven alo. The Torah tells us all the din and what you do in the mashkon. So obviously the Torah is addressing the institution. The Torah is recognizing the institution of a mashkon. If the Torah is giving us din about what to do in the mashkon, obviously the Torah recognizes its existence. Then in Parashas Kiseitzin, the Torah speaks much, much more about a mashkon. And it speaks about certain limitations in Mashkon. Certain things you're not even allowed to take as a mashkin in the first place. The Torah goes into a great elaboration of Pashkei Seitz about even the process how you got the mashkin in the first place. Lo sovol beisal levot avoto, etc. And then the Torah says, and in Pashkei Seitz, if you took the mashkin that you were allowed to take that the person gave you, derech beisdin, whatever the details of the process are, the Torah says you should make sure to always give it back to him when he needs it. If it's his pajamas, give it back by night. If it's his suit, give it back in the daytime. And the Torah promises you at the end, if you do what you're supposed to do, so the Torah says, Hashehev tashiv lo esavot kivo hashemesh v'shachav v'salmaso uveiracheka. He's going to give you a big bracha. The Leib is really going to give you a big ishkech. Ulecha tiyat tzedakah lifnei Hashem alakecha. And the Bajon is going to give you credit for performing the mitzvah of tzedakah. So Rabbi Yitzchak looked at this pasuk and said, "L'chot yetzidaka." This is the classic Chassidus Shemisnagdish issue. The Chassid looks at the pasuk and says, "What a gevaldik about midis, and it's a beautiful thing. Rabbi gives him a shefa brachas v'atzloch and parnosa because he's a nice guy." And the Litvak looks at the pasuk and says, "Das is tzedaka. Das is nishkein tzedaka. If it's tzedaka, it's got to be your mammon. It can't be yetzidaka without being my mammon. Zemin shvendo, this is my mammon." So Rabbi Yitzchak was a Litvak, says, "I'm Rabbi Yitzchak mikan lebal chayv shekin mashkein." He saw a bal chayv kin mashkein looked in this pasuk. Im ein a kain et zedaka minayim mikan lebal chayv shekin mashkein. Who remembers the kash? We spoke about this. There's a Tosis kash on this. Who remembers? We spoke about what's the raya? Maybe it could be yotzei tzedaka with Yenim's money, somebody else's money. That's the later detailed in the cash. But not for now. But Rabbi Yitzchak saw in this pasuk chot yitzchak those three magic words: mikan lebal chayv shekin mashkein. So the Gemara now extrapolates and says, "Well, bal chayv is kind of mashkin. Give me a nafkamina as ladina. My nafkamina whether the property belongs to me or not." So we know the first nafkamina is always what? The kiddushin. That's always the test. That's the litmus test. It's the test of the lab whether it's my mom or your mom. Can I be mekadesh and isha? That's the first nafkamina of bal chayv, kind of mashkin. Kiddushin. Any other nafkaminas? Do we really ever care in halacha whether I own something or you own something? So the Gemara says, yeah, we do care. We just finished a wonderful, beautiful yontif of Pesach. So it's very important on Pesach to know what? What's critical? Who owns the chametz? Because there's an issur d'oraisa to own chametz on Pesach. I had a new one. I had never heard of this one yet. But I was just informed yesterday that there was a phenomenal shaila. It wasn't even a shaila. It was an isum gemurim deraisa, belishim sofek, that apparently there was a certain Pesach program that the workers on the program, a lot of goyish staff in the program, were not particularly interested in eating matzah all week. So the organizer of the program, no problem, we're going to set up for you a separate dining room, and we're going to provide for you regular food in the other dining room. One can imagine the kashrus disasters that's opening up. The owners of the program are Jewish, and they're buying pizzas, and they're buying cereals, because after all, it's only going to the Goyish workers, so what could possibly be wrong with that? So Mamish Yisurim Deraisa, Mamish Bayi Rabbi Matzah Deraisa for the entire week. Nobody thought of that. After Pesach, somebody was ma'ir that. Hey, maybe they shouldn't have done that. Okay, good. Next. All right. Which only reinforces that point. Okay. Rabbi say, it's a balchayv kainam ashkain. You thought you heard everything. Balchayv kainam ashkain. Then the Gemara says, Maseches Pesachim, and Daflam and Aleph, Chaps, a big nafkamina, who owns the chametz. So let's say I lend money to a goy before Pesach, and the goy gives me a mashkon of a couple of bottles of schnapps, or vice versa. I borrow money from the goy and I give him a couple of bottles of schnapps. Whose chametz is that? Is that by Rabbi Matzah? Is that chametz over Pesach or not? So the Gemara invokes the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak b'chayv kainam ashkein. Now, truth to be told, it gets a little bit complicated in Hilchos Chametz because of the fact that obviously one of the parties is a goy. If it wouldn't be a goy, it would be two Jews, then of course it's by Rabbi Matzah. But since one of the parties is a goy, one could theoretically raise the question whether the chiddush of balchayv kainam ashkein makes sense between Jews and goyim. Why? Why would one potentially question that? Balchayv kainam ashkein is really a big chiddush. It's really a tremendous chiddush. The Svar HaRishayna, the baseline would be Bachayv is not Kedemashka. I needed Rabbi Yitzchok to discover Bachayv Kedemashka. So could we argue that maybe this is a Chiddush in Dini Yisrael? Maybe the parasha Bachayv Kedemashka was never given between Jews and Goyim. So maybe the Jews and Goyim, the Lova still owns the Mashka. So the only way you can apply this principle to Chos Chometz is you have to go out on a limb and say, well, if Bachayv Kedemashka works for a Jew, then it works for a Goy as well. And the Gemara is not so sure that that's true. Then the Gemara Pesachim further complicates matters and says, well, maybe there are differences in which direction it goes. Maybe it's easier for Yisrael to be kone a goy's mashkon, and maybe it's harder for a goy to be kone Yisrael's mashkon. Again, there's a detail to Hilchos Jews and Goyim, so you have to iron out the details before you could actually apply Bachayv Kedemashka to Chometz. But if not for those almost technical quirks of details, the Gemara is perfectly comfortable applying Rabbi Yitzchak's din to Hilchos Chometz, and this ultimately defines who is the owner of the chametz. So we're already starting to see different halachas develop. Who owns this object? Who owns this object vis-a-vis Kedushin? Who owns this object vis-a-vis by Rav Motzei? And then there's a third case where the Gemara also invokes Rabbi Yitzchak. What was that? Who remembers? What's the third case? Who else is why? What other area of halachas is it very important to know who owns what? Not only Shemitah, Shemitah's Ksofim. The Torah says, also in Parshas Re'eh, so the Torah says, Miketchev Hashanim Tasa Shemitah, the end of the 7 years, so Shemitah, Shemitah's Ksafim comes, and the Lohigos Esreya Sochiv, etc. We never heard of principles yet, but in their eyes, like a world of Miketchev Hashanim Tasa Shemitah. Sure. So the Torah says that the din of Shemitah means that the chov that has not yet been paid back, I have a claim against you. I have a claim, I have a hagosa, lo yigos, but I haven't paid back yet. What if I was already paid back? What if you paid me back last week, so then you can't speak about Shemitah canceling, the chov doesn't exist anymore, it's already parua. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, the Mishnah and Shviyah, the Gemara and Gittin has a whole discussion, what's the din? If I lent a fellow money 6 months ago, and he has not yet paid back the chov, but he has given me a mashkon for the chov. So can we say that the chov is basically parua already? What do I say? Nothing doing. It's like having a shtar. Shtar is not parua. So the Gemara invokes Rabbi Yitzchak and says, "The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Balchayv Kedemashkon." So since Balchayv is Kedemashkon, I basically have the chov ready. I got the money. I got the watch already. If for whatever reason I decide to hand you back the watch and you're going to pay me cash afterwards, that's like I'm selling you the watch and you're giving me back money in place of the watch. But in terms of the chov, it's basically parua already, and therefore Balchayv Kedemashkon is going to, in effect, circumvent the dinim of Shemitah. So comes the Gemara and says that Kedushin, Chomet, Shemitah, Ksafim are all hinging upon this Luchat Yetzdach Bachav Kedemashka. Very simple. So comes the Gemara in Maseches Bamitziah and Maseches Shavuos. I forgot which ones did I put the Gemara Mekomis on. It's really both. I put the Sugya in what? I put the Sugya in Bamitziah on. Okay, so it's the same Sugya in Bamitziah and Shavuos. Where the Gemara introduces the following potential. The word potential is critical because according to the Hefter Rishonim, it's a reality. According to the Hefter Rishonim, it was rejected. But the Gemara presents a potential chiluk. Not all mashkons are created equal. There are actually two different types of mashkons. We spoke about this in the past. There are two kinds of mashkons in halacha, two potential mashkons in halacha. One is a mashkon b'shas halva, and one is a mashkon shlo b'shas halva. Mashkon b'shas halva kipshuto means, at the time, that's words. The words mean what they say. I lent you $1,000. I'm a little nervous you're going to pay me back. So I ask you immediately on deposit of the loan. I ask you for a mashkin. Mashkin shlo b'shas havo means that I lent you the money 6 months ago. It's time for you to pay back. You're not ready to pay back. You don't have any money. You can't buy it. So I say, listen, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to take away your property yet. On the other hand, I want to make sure I get paid. Give me a mashkin. So the Gemara says that if you look at the entire parsha in Parshas Kiseite, which is the source of Mashkan, which is the source of Bachayv Kedemashka, the magic words of Rabbi Yitzchak and Chalti Yitzchak appear. It is no question under the sun that parasha is talking about a Mashkan Shelo B'Shas Halva. I mean, just look at the words. Kisasheh B'Re'achom Mashas Me'uma. If you have a loan, you have a shibud, you have a, you know, you have an account to settle with this fellow, the Torah says, Lo Savo Be'Sol Avoyta Avoyta. Don't think you have the right just to barge into his house and grab his watch away from him. Bachutz ta'amoyt, stand outside, ve'ishat ha'nashalayim, fine, finished. So that Kisasha Berecha Mashas Meuma means the loan is already there. That means that the debt has already predated this discussion. So obviously the Torah is talking about the prototype of Mashkin Shelo B'Shas Halva. So comes the Gemara by Metzin and Shavuz and says, Eimor, the Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Valchayv Kedem Mashkin. When do we say Valchayv Kedem Mashkin? Dost is a Mashkin Shelo B'Shas Halva. A Mashkin B'Shas Halva. But not immediately. V'shteit. That the Balchayv is kind of mashkan, doesn't say it anywhere. Menon emili. So if you take the simple reading of the Gemara, Mamash Kipshuto, the Balchayv kind of mashkan, great and wonderful, but on the condition that it's shaloi b'shas halva, what should follow suit? That any Gemara, any application of Balchayv kind of mashkan, anytime you see either the magic words, Dam Rabbi Yitzhak, or you see Atziyan to Devarim Chaf Dalad Luchati Atzedacha. You see the words Balchayv Kedem Mashkan, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we're talking about a very specific type of Mashkan, a Mashkan Shelo B'Shas Halva. Again, if you just plug in that statement of the Gemara, Eim Adir Rabbi Yitzhak, which makes a lot of sense, because Harai the Psukim are only talking about that. So that seems to be Devar Pasha. Therefore, it's Pasha that any Gemara, whether the Kiddushin Gemaras, whether the Psachin Gemaras, whether the Gittin and Mashbis Ksavim Gemaras, must be talking about Mashkan Shelo B'Shas Halva. That's just, I just put together the ABCs. So this is where the problems start. Because Tosfos, already in our sugya, begins to say that it doesn't seem to be true. That there are Gemaras that do quote Rabbi Yitzchak and seem to have Rabbi Yitzchak cross party lines. Seem to apply Rabbi Yitzchak even in Mashkan B'Shas Halva. Tosfos says, if you look carefully at the Lashon HaGemara, Malves Chavero, Malves Acham Al Chemtzai. Malve Al Chemtzai. What does that sound like? Malve Acham Al Chemtzai. I'm lending money and using the Chometz as a collateral. What does that sound like? The Halva is Al Chometz. The Gemara in Gittin about Shmini, Hilveyu Al HaMashkan. What does that sound like? Hilveyu Al HaMashkan. What does it sound like? Sounds like B'Shas Halva. So Tosfos is in a big pickle now. Tosfos says, wait a second. We're getting ourselves into a trap. We're cutting ourselves into the corner. All these three halachas are invoking Balchayv Kedem Mashkan. The Gemara quotes of Yitzchak in each one of these cases. This doesn't seem to be B'Shas, Shelo B'Shas. It seems to be B'Shas. And this seems to be B'Shas. And Kedushin, I'm not sure what to do with Kedushin. I don't know what's going on in Kedushin. I don't know whether this is B'Shas or Shelo B'Shas. And here the Gemara is crossing party lines. Here Rabbi Yitzchak supplying B'Shas, Shelo B'Shas, Shelo B'Shas. That's all the same thing. Who cares? Rabbi Yitzchak applies across the board. So he says, wait a second. But you, Chazal, yourselves just told us about Metzid and Shavuos, Eim Adir Rabbi Yitzchak, Shelo B'Shas Havah, B'Shas Havah Miyomar. So this is the background of our sugya. It's this kasha that Tosfos is bothered with. This is the kasha that the Ramban is bothered with. This is the kasha that the Shach wrote three pages on. How do you make sense of this basic elementary issue in our sugya? Make up your mind. Is Balchayv Kedem Mashkan limited? Or does Balchayv Kedem Mashkan apply across the board? In two places, the Babetzi and Shavuos, the Gemara says, Beferish, it's limited to Shaloi B'Shas Halva, whereas all the Gemaras that quote it seem to be applying it even in a Shas Halva. That's the kasha. That is the background of the entire sugya. So comes Tosfos with a startling statement. Tosfos in Chesam Abayis in Asugya. Mashke Dechem Ki Rabbi Yitzchak. Says Tosfos, Afal Gav De Rabbi Yitzchak Ayri B'Mashkin Shelo B'Shas Halva. So he says Tosfos, this is not negotiable. The Gemara says it, Pemole, Eima De Rabbi Yitzchak Shelo B'Shas. The Pesukim bear it out. It is not up for discussion. But what is up for discussion is follow Matzin Lameimer. Kevan de Balchayv kene mashkin shalei b'shas halva kinin gomor at sheyifte. The real true Rabbi Yitzchak's din is only shalei b'shas halva, that he's kind of kinin gomor unless the other fellow pays back the chayv. B'shas halva nami olim shibudei. What did Tosfos just say? A mashkan b'shas halva, Rabbi say. Just answer the question. Who owns that mashkin? Mashkin b'shaslava. Who owns that mashkin? Malver aloyver. Owns. Whose titles on that mashkin? Whose name is that car registered in? According to Tosfos, it's a mashkin shelo. It's a mashkin b'shas halva. It still belongs to. I didn't say. I wonder who owns the mashkin. He says, I don't want to hear any pens. I don't like that answer. Depends. I want some commitment here, guys. Who here thinks it's the malve? Who here knows it's the loive? Afal gavd Rabbi Yitzchak ayr b'mashkin shlo b'shas avosai. Tosfos just said Rabbi Yitzchak was the war force. He was the engine who said b'alchov kenem mashkin. If Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't apply, then it belongs to the loive. But the start, that was the baseline. Tell your brother it's the baseline. It's the same baseline as it was 6 months ago. It's the loive's mashkin. Kolzman Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't kick in. It belongs to the loive. So now Tosfos says it doesn't belong to the Malve. And you know what? You won't believe it. It's not his, but he could still do what with it? Hocus pocus. He can catch an issue with it. Only why is that? What great koyach does he have to makash ish with something that doesn't belong to him? Olim shibude lechashev mamon lekadesh beya isha veliknas be'avon mikakos. What Tosfos just said is, you don't own it, and you can still be makash ish with it. That's what Tosfos just said. Why? Because since if it would have been shalom b'shasava, you would have been kainikin in gomor. So mashkin b'shasava is nishra b'yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchak is not. The Gemara says, "Aim of the Yom Rabbi Yitzchak Shalai b'Shasalva." Mashke b'Shasalva belongs 1,000% to the life, and the Malva can still be Mekadosh an issue with it because it's Olim Shibudei. Does anyone know what Tosfos is talking about? Does anyone have a clue? We've been learning this as Kedusha for 8 months already. The ABC. What's the first question I ask under the Chuppah? First thing: does the ring belong to you? Imagine the following response from the Chassid. It doesn't belong to me, indeed, Imamunis. It belongs to somebody else. But let me tell you a little bit about it. Ich habe allem Shibudei on it. Oh, Mazdaf, the show can go on. I throw the chassin out the window. Allem Shibudei. It's not yours, it's not yours. What's fucking Kenyan Kasef?
Why doesn't allem Shibudei mean that it's such a strong Shibudei? He's basically koinin.
Because he's not koinin. Because Rabbi Yitzchak, what did the Gemara say? Aim at the Yom Rabbi Yitzchak. Give me a source in Chumash that it belongs to you. The starting point of all Mammon is, if I created it, if I bought it, it's mine. I own something, okay? Here, I own this pen, all right? I want this pen to become Dr. Berman's pen. So how am I going to do that? So there are multiple ways to do that. Either I could give it to Ms. Batana, I could do a mechira with it, I could be mafkir it, he could be zoichet, I could be makdash it, he could be paid it. There are a lot of ways for that pen to become Dr. Berman's. There's another way. We could create a mashkin shelo b'shas halva, and Rabbi Yitzchak told us, b'chayv ken a mashkin. A mashkin, I believe in Rabbi Yitzchak's din. I thought, until now, that to be mekadosh an isha, I have to own the object that I'm using for kinyan kesef. Tosfos just told me that if I use this pen as a mashkin b'shas halva, Dr. Berman does not acquire the pen, because Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't deploy. If he doesn't own it, then I own it. And it doesn't matter. It's olim shibudei, and therefore he could use it for Kiddushin. It's not his. And he could use it for Kiddushin Olam Shibudei. I want you just to appreciate this Tosfos. I want you to see the eye-opener of this Tosfos. Who here understands the Tosfos? I didn't say who understands what I said. Who here understands the Amkas HaDvarim? Who understands what Tosfos means? Who here doesn't understand what Tosfos means? I'll tell you about it. Adam Godel Adma Oid, who would be sitting in the back of the Shia, who would raise both hands. His name was Reb Shapsi HaKoyen Rappaport. You know who he was? The Shach. Okay? I don't know if his last name was Rappaport. The Rappaports claimed they were descendants of him. The Shach writes, the Mechilas Kavod of Tosfos, Eini Yerei D'Sof Divrei. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't understand what this means. But Tosfos doesn't stop here. Tosfos goes on. Tosfos says, "V'chein tzorach lefarish." Tosfos goes on to say that we have to say what we're saying. Why? Because V'yahidi omer hamalvel hamashkein eina mishamet. The Gemara in Gittin says in the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, hamalvel hamashkein eina mishamet. U'mefarsh also mishum dekan leked Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak avi shalei b'shas alvosai. V'hamalvel hamashkein b'shas alvosai. Because the mashkein so pekel umnin. So Tosfos has the same checkmate they had in the Nesugin Kedushin. They just presented a checkmate in the Gemara in Gittin as well. This is not that Gemara is right and left. The same problem. If Rabbi Yitzchak's only shalom b'shas alvosai, but the Gemara is applying Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Gemara is talking b'shas alvosai. Elohi b'shas alvosai, it must mean as follows. Hosam, hachi b'shas kevan dekoni lei shalom b'shas alvosai legamrei, svaru, the yiknehu, they don't really mean b'yikneh, because they're going to qualify that in a minute, the yiknehu b'shas alvosai, shalom yishamet, the choshev shal achicha b'yadecha, Tashirim b'sifrei es achicha tashpet yadech lo shal achicha b'yadecha. So what did Tosfos just do in Maseches Gittin? They pulled the same stunt. What did Hilchos Baalei Tosfos just do? They get push comes to shove. Who owns the mashkein? Who owns the mashkein, Rabbi say? The loiv owns the mashkein. If the loiv owns the mashkein, was the chayv parua? Not really. And what does the Gemara say? Don't worry about it. Malvel hamashkein ein shmita b'shem tasei. Why? Because the chov is parua. But it wasn't parua. You don't own the mashkein. Then that's okay that you don't really own it, because it's, what are the two magic words again? The same words we didn't understand in Maseches Kedushin. What are they? Olim Shibudei. It's a new world. Olim Shibudei. Just as Olim Shibudei is enough to create Kesef Kedushin, Olim Shibudei is enough to clear the chov is parua already. Notwithstanding the fact that Yitzhak doesn't really apply. So Tosfos showed you that we have to be right what we're saying in Kedushin, because after all, in Gittin, it's for sure that way. Now, it's interesting because in Kedushin, the Gemara never says what kind of mashkin we're talking about in Kedushin. Have you noticed? The Gemara says, Kitchen mashkin de'achirim, it's not clear that how the chosin got that mashkin in the first place. The Gemara never commits itself whether the chosin originally got that as a b'shasavah or shlo b'shasavah. So Tosfos went out on the limb to say something that they didn't even really have to say. When Tosfos starts off by saying that, oh, by the way, she's mekudeshes, even though it's a b'shas avah, who told Tosfos b'shas avah? We stay in kedushas b'shas avah. So Tosfos said it, they were so convinced they were right, it's so difficult, and then they proved it right from the Gemara Gittin, where they talk right in Maseches Gittin, because there the Gemara does say, malva al hamashkein in a mishamet. So Tosfos has a strong, they bring a right from Gittin to what they say in kedushas, but in kedushas they didn't really have to say it. I may be very, very medayic in the Tosfos, but keep your eyes open for what I just said, because it's going to change when you read other Tosfos. So again, so Tosfos created a problem in Kedushin they did not have to create, the Maseches Kedushin. Nobody forced a hand into this one in Maseches Kedushin. But they were willing to go out on a limb and say, Hachamai Skidin, it's even B'shas Alvasai, and we'll give this this Hagdar of Olam Shibush, we don't have a clue what they mean, and to support this idea, they reference the Gemara Gittin, which Taka, they really have to say, whatever that means in Maseches Kedushin.
Based on the run, can you say it's a
Kimmy Kesef? Can you too much for that? I can't focus on runs yet. I'm going to try to read his Tosfos. Yeah.
Tosfos doesn't say, like, Lokani Yabo, still can do Kedushin. He says, like, the Kani Lay, like, for all those different cases, Kani Lay, Likinian this, or Kani Lay, like, he uses the Russian.
Olim Shibudei, Lechashev, Mamon, Lekadish, Bohaisha.
Right, but for the other two cases, for Gittin and.
Yeah, but they don't really mean it.
I
have no idea. I know what quasi-kidding means. I know what the word means. Can you tell me what a quasi-kidding means? I know what it means to own a car. I know what it means that you own a car. I know what it means to quasi-own a car.
Right, but Kani doesn't mean
low-Kani. I know what a kid in Aguf is. I know what a kid in Paris is. I know what a kid in Lisman is. I don't know what quasi-kidding is. I don't know. Ask him. I don't know what it means. Scream at the sofa. Don't scream at me. What he just got finished telling Rabbi Yitzchak was only shalom b'shas alvosai. Yeah, where's the kid?
Like,
who told you your kinyan?
Like so strong, and it's considered sort of like it's so strong. It's
so it's a sword of kinyan. So we got sword of it. We got quasi. I don't know. I'm getting lost in the process. Yeah.
Could it be some version of kinyan peiros? Maybe.
Does he even have a kinyan peiros on his mashkin?
I mean, apparently.
Does he?
He can be the kaddish of a woman.
Really? Hang in there. Okay, we got a long way to go. So, guys, I just want you to be sensitive. Read a Tosis. You got to be sensitive to Tosis. Tosis continues. We're not done with us yet. V'chein nish levarish prepare kol shah. V'hidi Yisrael shehilvis ha'avik chom al-chem tzoy achar ha-pesach. Oiver l'Rabbi Meir v'farish also mashkon d'kan l'kid Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Mechoz Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, does Balchav Kerem Ashkar apply between Jews and Goyim? So according to those Tanoim who say that it does, so the Gemara says that Balchav Kerem Ashkar, and therefore, if you lent money to the Goy on his schnapps as a mashkon, you're over. Now Rabbi said, what kind of mashkon is that? Is that b'shas or shlo b'shas? What was the Lashon of Gemara? What was the Lashon of Mishnah? Yisrael shehilves oivikam al-chemtzai. That's very, very shas alvah sounding to me. And still the Gemara says, by the way, that mashkon is now subject to Rabbi Yitzchak's din, and that's going to affect by Yerah. Umifarish also to kind of like Rabbi Yitzchak. So Tosfos is back to the same corner. What's the same corner? What's the same kasha? Repeating itself again. What's the kasha? Broken record. It's the same kasha. How could Rabbi Yitzchak apply if the Gemara in Shavuos Baba Tzia says Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't apply B'Shas Ava? And clearly that's talking about B'Shas Ava as the Lashon HaMishnah is. Hilveu Alchem Tzai. So Tosfos pulls off the same thing. Became the kind of like Rabbi Yitzchak Shalai B'Shas Ava. Therefore B'Shas Ava so Nami Le'inyin the Kareel Shechoyat HaRaya. Vis-a-vis Hilchus by Rabbi Motzai. It's a problem. It's called Yochametz. I understand why Tosfos had to say what they had to say in Maseches Gittin. I understand why they had to say what they had to say in Maseches Pesachim. I don't understand why they even had to say it in Maseches Kedushin, but okay. So I know what's forcing them to their conclusion, but I still don't understand the conclusion. I don't understand the Bir Hadavar. But basically, this is not the only Tosfos Shas that's weighing in on this very, very difficult problem. Let's take a look at Tosfos in Maseches Gittin. Have we got a chance to see a Tosfos already? The sixth of Maimonides, is Tosfos in Gittin, Lamed Zayin, and Aleph asks. They ask the identical question, and they almost give the identical teretz, or they quasi, or they kind of and sort of. Listen to Tosfos in Gittin Lamed Zayin Aleph. You have to learn how to read a Tosfos properly. V'yesh loimar, Tosfos in Gittin started off with the mashkon problem because that's what the sugya was. So they asked Nochem or the kasha. If Rabbi Yitzchak is limited to Shlomo B'Shas Avos, how does that help for Mashkon or B'Shas Avos? V'yei Shlomo, says Tosfos. The Mistabalei L'Hashas. Even that word itself is already telling you something. Mistabalei L'Hashas. What does that mean, Mistabalei L'Hashas? If I say I have a Svara, what does that mean? It's not a what? It's not a Pasuk. It's not a Limud. It's not Yofus. The pasuk of Balchav Kerem Ashkon is only Shaloi B'Shas Alvasai. That's all there is right no more. Rabbi Yitzchak's pasuk is talking about the parsha. Ein lechad b'chadusha. It's talking about Shaloi B'Shas Alvasai. But Chazal, the Hilgam Arayim, Mistabel, the Chazal thought Misvara, the following Svara, Me'achad dekonele mid Rabbi Yitzchak Shaloi B'Shas Alvasai, Olem nami shibude B'Shas Alva, Deloi Mishamet. Why? The Karinan Bay V'loy Shalachicha B'Yadecha. Because for the purposes of Shemitah, that's called Arachicha B'Yadecha. Because the Pasuk says that I'm not allowed to collect the Choyv as Achicha Tashmeit Yadecha. If he still has the money, I have to hold back. But prat lemisha yeshlo kvar biyadecha. I've already collected the chayv. It sounds almost identical to what? To what they wrote in Kedushin, right? Right. So far, it's pretty much identical. V'chein tzach lefarsh brekol shah. Again, they're quoting the same Gemara, just out of order, because they have different Masechtas. The Ma'isei de Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yisrael Shovel Levikicham Al Chemtzoi. The Olim Shibu de Afilu B'Shas Al Vosoi. The Mekre Shel Cholava B'Bal Yeroeh. Even though Tosfos says it's not really yours. Why are you over by Yeroeh? Hayo Shelo B'Shas Al Vosoi Kani Legamrei. So far, they are what? Identical to what they said in Maseches Kedushin. They've explained the same quasi, sort of, Olam Shibudei business. But listen to where they start to digress now. All of a sudden, the Afila Makabal, because of the Kichab Makabal of Achrayis, Makabal of Bayroah. What does it say? It says that after all, we all know, the Gemara Pesachim of Hay tells us, if a goy gives me a pikadon to watch for him, and I accept upon myself achrayas and that pikadon, I accept to watch that pikadon. What that means is shemechirim, shemesach, different shittas. But if I'm a kabbal achrayas and the pikadon of the goy, what's the din? I'm over by Rabbi Matzai. I, the Torah says, shel choya taroya, it has to be yours. Who remembers Pesachim Davei? Remember? The Gemara says, it says shel choy taroa, but in one place when the Torah speaks about owning chametz, it doesn't say the magic word shel choy. In one sole place, it says shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzei v'vateichem, and it left out the word shel choy. There are three times the Torah speaks about owning chametz. Who remembers? One is in Parshas Bo, at the beginning, when the Torah gives the Parsha of Korban Pesach, all the dinim of chametz, so the Torah says shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzei v'vateichem. In fact, it doesn't say the word l'cho there. At the end of Parshas Bo, when the Torah tells over, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the mitzvahs, so he says, Lo yiro lecha tzor b'chol gvulecha. Lo yiro lecha chameiz lecha lecha tzor b'chol gvulecha. So there the Torah speaks about lecha, and in Parshas Re'eh, when the Torah again repeats the mitzvah, it says, right, Shiva Shamor, Es Chodesh Aviv, it says somewhere in there, okay? So it says L'cha there. But in one place it doesn't say L'cha. So the Torah Shabbat explains, because the Torah is trying to highlight that there is a Hechet Timtzah being over by Rabbi Matzah if it's not Shalcha. What's the case? Mekabel Pekdemis Ben Anochri. If you Mekabel Achrayas on it, so that's considered to be almost like Shalcha, even though it's not really Shalcha. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Kabbalah Sechrai. That's why we're very careful when we sell chametz to the goy, that we write, we stipulate in the contract, we are not at all responsible for any shape or form happens to the chametz. You deal with it. It's your problem. We accept zero responsibility for it. If we would accept responsibility, that would undermine the entire mechira. We'd all be over by Rav Matzei Deraisa. So Tosfos all of a sudden is learning the Sugya of Mashkin right now, and they decided to take a little bit of a detour and give you a little bit of shiva by Rav Matzah. Now, by the way, let me just tell you something interesting, says Tosfos. If you makabel pektanis ben anachri, kabbal sechrayis, over by Rav Matzah. Everyone read the Tosfos? No, did I just make this up? Didn't Tosfos say it? Tosfos is telling you about Balchav Ken Mashkin. They tell you the same pismen that they told you in Maseches Kedushin. They tell you the same quasi, make-believe, olim shibudeis, which we have no idea what they mean. And they say, and by the way, the reason why any of this makes sense is because of there's a bit of makabel pektanis ben anachri. If one of you guys would say this to me in Shia, I would string three words to you. What would I say to you? True but irrelevant. What does that do anything? You think just it happens to be it was a week after Pesach, so Tosfos couldn't get the chametz things out there. They just felt the necessity just to tell you a little bit of a show, a little digression, just to show that they remembered Pesachim that, hey, I mean, come on. What's the problem with this Tosfos? Who here read this Tosfos? Who here realized that Tosfos is talking about something that's irrelevant? No, you see the kasha? It's a bomb kasha. Read the Tosfos. It's irrelevant to the discussion. If you think they were irrelevant at this point, look at the path that Tosfos is about to take you on. Tosfos continues. Two lines in the bottom. The Ove Kechavim Shehuva Li Yisrael Al Chemtzoy. Yeah, if they have to pay careful attention. The other way around. The Goy lends money to the Jew for schnapps. It's a milvala mashkon, hovela mashkon schnapps. It happens to be, the Gemara says, that balchov kodemashkon doesn't apply in that case. Because balchov kodemashkon maybe works between two Jews, maybe works if the mashkon was going from the goy to the Jew, but the other way around does not work. The Gemara says, according to all Tanoim, the parsha of balchov is never given to goyim. Maybe it was given a Jew from a goy, but not from a goy to a Jew. So comes Tyson and says, "V'kicham shuvali shalachem zo, I have a koni of yichavim of Yisrael." The Gemara says in Sachem Beferish that if Rabbi Yitzchak would have applied when a Jew is giving the mashkon to the goy, lo mechayv Yisrael, then the Jew would no longer be over by Rav Matzai. In the end of the day, it's not true because balchav kamashon doesn't work in that case. But in the world of make believe, the Gemara Pesachim says, if that would have been the halacha, then the Jew would have gotten out of by Rav Matzai. Who owns that mashkin, Rabbi Yisrael? Who owns that schnapps? Who's got his name written all over that bottle of schnapps? It's the Jew's schnapps. It's a mashkin b'shas halva. It's the Jew's schnapps. Again, even a nichar b'yitzchak would apply. It's the Jew's schnapps, and the Gemara says b'feirish, that the Jew is not owned by Rabbi Matzai. You know why? Because b'chayv kerem mashkin. What do you mean b'chayv kerem mashkin? It's not true. It's b'shas halva. So listen to what Tyson says. We would have said the Jew gets added by Rav Matzai. Mishum da'olim shibudei. Now Tosa should have just stopped and just said, olim shibudei. It's the guy's olim shibudei. Again, it's all the world of make-believe. You have to always keep track of that. Because in the end of the day, Baal Chav Kermashin doesn't work in that direction. But if it would have, the Gemara said, that would have been a paiter of the Jew by Rav Matzai. Because of olim shibudei. But Tosis doesn't stop at Olam Shibudei. They go back to giving a Shia clause about Pesachim again. Because, says Tosis, we have situations, we have precedents in Duchas by Rav Matzai, that something could be yours, and you're still not over by Rav Matzai. You know why? The Lo Choshev Matzai B'Yad Yisrael. To Herst, the new Hagdara. Who does it belong to? Who does the Shnaps belong to? 1,000,000,000%. It's a Mashka B'Shas Alva. Even Rabbi Yitzchak applies, it doesn't apply. It's Bashka Mishasava. Who is the owner of this chametz, Rabbi Say? The Jew? And guess what? He's still not over by Rabbi Matzah. You know why? Olam Shibud, but that's not enough. Tosfos feels compelled to show you that there's a quirk in Uchas Chametz that you can be the owner of something and still not be over by Rabbi Matzah. Because unless you have that second condition called Matzah B'Yadai, it has to be almost like accessible to you. Matzah B'Yadcha. Whatever that means, whatever the parameters are, you're not over by Rav Matzai. And how did Tosfos know there's such a thing called Matzai B'Yad was a paita from by Rav Matzai? Did Darshinan lo yimotzai, misha Matzai B'Yad le'mi'ute, yichad le'bayis, afilu kibar le'vachrayis, yamin perakam at the Pesachim. There's a Gemara in Pesachim that says, what if a goy owns the chametz, and I'm a kabal achrayis on that chametz? So if I'm a kabal achrayis on the chametz, I become the owner of the chametz. That's the chiddush of lo yimotzai. So I am, for all practical purposes, the owner of that chametz in Uchas Chametz. But if I'm a yachid bias to the goy, if I say to the goy, listen, I'm going to wash your chametz, I'm a kabel chrayas, but I'm not going to go there. You have free reign, free access to that chametz. You, that house where the chametz is yours, that's a point different by Rabbi Matzai. This is Nishkin Matzai B'Yadai. So Tosfos says, just as we find there's a p'tur of Matzai B'Yadai, this quirk of a din of Matzai B'Yadai is a point of by Rabbi Matzai, so too a mashka in Bishas Halva is a p'tur from by Rabbi Matzai because it's not called Matzai B'Yadai Yisrael, it's Matzai B'Yadai Akam. Because the Jew probably has no access, it's the schnapps are sitting in the guy's house, so that's like called Eino Matzai B'Yadai of the Jew. So Tosfos felt compelled to give you a mamish, a digression into the details, nuances of Rav Matzai, to explain to you why a mashkin b'shas halvah doesn't follow who the real owner is. So what Tosfos just showed you on two sides of the coin is they don't understand the Gemara Pesachim, because the Gemara Pesachim applies Rabbi Yitzchak and says because of Rabbi Yitzchak all the dinim change. In a case where the Jew gets it from a goy gets it from a Jew, assuming Rabbi Yitzchak would apply, assuming Balchov Kanamashka, which it doesn't, by the way, half the time, but that doesn't matter, that's just details. Details of reality, don't bother me with reality. But the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that if you follow Rabbi Yitzchak, if Balchov Kanamashka kicks in, so that's going to change all of my Rabbi Matzai on the table. And if the Mashkon was given in one direction, there will be in the Mahashon, the rest there won't be. Everything's going to change because the Amr Bitzah Bachov Kedemashkan. To which Tosa says, who are you kidding, Rabbi Yitzchak? Achav kedem ashkan. Ala mashkan is in psachim awa, a mashkan zawa. To all mashkan zawa? Shasavah. Who veyu ala mashkan. That's a lashon of shasavah. So Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't even register in a mashkan b'shasavah. So what's the Gemara talking about? So Tosa in Kedushin said what? Two magic words and called it a day. What were the two magic words? Olam Shibudim. Tosfos and Gittin somehow didn't suffice. They said that, but then they continued. And they showed you, and don't get so worried about Olam Shibudo. Don't worry about it, because after all, we know that the definitions of ownership of Hilchos Chometz are a little bit different than other areas of Halacha. And we have it in both directions, because we have Kabbalah Sechrayis as a Mechayiv in Bayi Ravei Matzei, Eina Matzei Biyod as a Paitif in Bayi Ravei Matzei. So Tosfos says, you see from those two dinim by Rav Matzah, the by Rav Matzah don't follow pure Chesh Mishpat entirely. They follow quasi Chesh Mishpat. They follow make believe. They follow their own sets of rules. And therefore, for the purposes of by Rav Matzah, we can almost sneak in a Mashkan B'Shas Halvaso. We're okay to say Olam Shibudei is the Keveya. That's what Tosfos said. That's why they keep on looking for more and more rules of Bayi Ravei Matzah that make life different than other areas of Halacha. That's the goal of Tosfos. To make Chometz as different from Anishtan, to make it as different from other areas of Halacha, to be able to stick in the viability of quote-unquote Rabbi Yitzchak, not really Rabbi Yitzchak, but the Olam Shibudo that was ultimately derived Mistavra from Rabbi Yitzchak. That's what Tosfos is saying. So whereas Tosfos in Kedushin just said Olam Shibudo and called it a day, Tosfos here says Olam Shibudo, and then shows you a little bit more. Tosfos is setting us up for a huge disappointment. Because what Tosfos just finished telling us is that any area of Halacha that depends on a very wishy-washy definition of Bailus, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but on different definitions of Bailus, Olam Shibudo may suffice. And you know what some areas of Halacha that depend upon almost wishy-washy bailus? Chametz. What else? What else? Shmitas Ksafim, because you know what? Shmitas Ksafim doesn't really matter who owns the object. What really matters? Esachicha prat lezeh. Listen to the word. Shemotzi biyadcha. Is it almost paid back? Is it accessible anymore? Is the deal kind of finished? Almost quasi-ish. Those areas of Shmitas Ksafim, those areas of Chometz, which don't really depend upon hardcore bailus, you want to tell me that a Mashkin B'Shasavah will do the trick? Chmin Baskim, says Tosfos. But there's one area of Halacha that Tosfos is about to put the foot down on. And what is that one area of Halacha? Kedushin, Kinyanim. Don't wishy-washy me in Hilchos Kedushin, says Tosfos. Umiyu B'Berkamadi Kedushin. That's got to be the real McCoy. And guess what? What's the good news for this Tosfos? There's nothing, what? There's no Gemara Kedushin that said anything otherwise. The Gemara never said any indication. There was no implication. There was no Mashmos HaLoshon. To the contrary. So everything's hunky-dory in Maseches Kedushin. Maseches Kedushin's Taka B'Shalo B'Shalas Avaso is exactly what it should have been. And those, all those other Gemaras that were B'Shalas Avaso, we explained away because the definitions of Bailus are a little bit looser there, as Tosfos felt compelled to tell us. So the Tosfos wasn't true but irrelevant. The Tosfos was very relevant. Tosfos didn't go on a digression for Bayi Ravei Matzei for no reason. They went on a digression to highlight the fact that the definition of Bailus is different than Chometz than it is in Kedushin. Proof positive. Kabbalah Sechrayis, proof positive, Yichud Lebayis, those are the halachas that indicate, that show, that proof touches this whole theory. But Kiddushin? Forget about it. Kiddushin's not going to work. So Rabbi Isai, we thought we were reading an identical Tosfos. Now if you read the Tosfos, I'm half asleep, so you read the Tosfos, Kiddushin, Tosfos, Gittin, you think they're saying the same thing. And then all of a sudden, when you get to the last line of Tosfos and Gittin, you say, wait a second, that's not what they said in Kiddushin. What did they say in Kiddushin? That it works even for Kiddushin. And that's why in Kiddushin, when they thought that B'Shas Avos is a real bailus of Olam Shibudo, whatever in the world that means. If it works for Kedushin, they didn't have to bother giving you a Shia Klali about what topic? About Psochim. it would have been a true but irrelevant shir. Because Taisus, the Balei Taisus, which the healing of Balei Taisus, wrote the words in Amasechta, Masechta's condition, weren't interested in changing definition. They didn't care about any new loose definition of Bailos, neither for Pesachim nor for Shemitah, because they were going to go out on a limb and apply Bal Chayv Kedemashkin, quasi Olim Shemudah, what that means, even for Kedushin. So L'shitasim, there was no reason to be Ma'arich and to give us the stories about Masechta's Pesachim. It's only the Balei Taisus and Gittin that didn't believe in this newfangled the Bailos for Hilchos Kedushin. And at the end of the day, the buck stops here. They put the foot down and say, Einim Kedeshes. And there's no reason to say Mekudeshes. There's no Gemara, there's no Lashon. There was no implication in our sugya to say what they said in Masechta's Kedushin. So therefore, the Balei Taisus and Gittin said, Yitaka right. That Yitaka doesn't apply for Kedushin. And the fact that it applies for Chametz and for Shemitah, let us explain to you why those are different. And it's necessary, every line of the Shia Klos is necessary to highlight the fact time and time again that the Agdoris Mammon for by Rabbi Motzer for Shemitah is not the same as Kol Terech Kula. Kedushin follows Kol Terech Kula by Rabbi Motzer and Shemitah are in their own worlds. So Baisai, read the Taisim again carefully, and you'll notice that these are two legamre different mahalchim in the Sugya. The common denominator is that they're both still married to the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak is only Shlobishas Avasai, and they're both forced to learn that there are Gemaras that talk about Bal Choyv, quote-unquote, Konamashkon, not Shlobishas Avasai, I'm sorry. So they both tell them agree to that those two realities, but where they went with those two realities are two totally different places. There are two other logical possibilities left in the sugya, Rabbi say. One is to say that maybe we took back the Gemara about Metzi and Shavuos too seriously. Maybe Rabbi Yitzchak really truly does apply to Bishas Avasa. Maybe the Gemara didn't really mean what it sounded like. Or maybe all the Gemaras are talking about Shalom Bishas Avasa. Even though the Lashon doesn't seem to bear that out, so we have work to do. But both Taisim, so for all Allah Taisim and Shas, were committed, but 100% committal to that, those two premises. Rabbi Yitzchak is only Shalom Bishas, and the Gemara, there are Gemaras that talk about Bishas. How do you make sense of that? Either you say Olam Shemudo crosses all lines, even for Kedushin, or no. Olam Shemudo works in limited areas of Shemitah, like Rabbi Botze, where the rules are a little bit looser, but for Kedushin they don't work. So we have four logical possibilities. We've already gone through two of them. Hopefully, Metz Hashem, Shia continues on Sunday. We'll try to wrench out this one.
Why are we
Yeah. Because how in the world did Hadash figure out that this is anything? This is even an Olam Shemudah. It's only because of Yitzchak's din that enables us to realize that's the Mestavra.